What about those who have been caught up in Santa's Winter Wonderland event? It's been billed as a magical walk through the Winter Wonderland in the heart of Belfast. But some people who have contacted the Nolan Show have described it as organised chaos. One person said their child came away from it hating Christmas. Here's a Dungannon caller. Good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. What happened?
Well, just from the very start, it was just a nightmare. You know, my kids, whenever this, you know, when we drove past to get a car park, they knew to look at it, that it was going to be horrible. So I had to apologise before I even got into the building. It was just creepy from the outside, and got in and it didn't get any better.
Where was it?
Ann Street.
In Ann Street?
Yeah. Just opposite Elliot's fancy dress place.
So you walk in, what happens?
It's just really bare and cold. There's straggly Christmas trees with very few decorations. Just not what you expect in a winter wonderland. We expected elves walking about, you know, snow.
No snow?
No snow. It was a bubble machine, and it was just these old splodgy bubbles. It wasn't even proper bubbles even either.
So hold on a minute. Christmas and no snow?
Yeah, exactly.
And were there elves walking about?
No. There was a man walking about at the front, just in a normal black coat, you know, really heavy clothes because it was so cold. Then a policeman walked out as well, carrying a white bag. I don't know what that was about either. So all of us standing in the queue were just sort of, right, is this a joke? Will we walk out or what do we do here?
Were there many Christmas decorations?
No, the trees were just hideous looking. You know, my children could put up better trees. One of them, the main tree, was held up like with a blue rope. And it just looked really dodgy. Then as you looked round, there was dodgy stairs, just the whole thing. When you looked up to the roof, you know, my husband was just, you know, this place isn't even safe. It was just really creepy and horrible, and the kids just weren't.
Well, clearly it was safe, but you had your perception because of the lack of props around the place.
Yeah, it just looked...
What about Santa?
Well, Santa was about the only good thing. We did get a friendly Santa. I don't know what everybody else, what they made of him, but, you know, to us he was friendly. But the other characters just had no interaction with the kids. They didn't know how to speak to them. You know, the snowman, and I think it was maybe supposed to be a penguin, they were supposed to be dancing and everything with the kids. And everybody was just standing around looking at them, and it was just really awkward and not what you would expect.
So there were penguins there?
Well, I think it was supposed to be a penguin. The costumes weren't exactly brilliant either, but they certainly didn't know how to react with kids. You know, it's just not what you expect.
So the penguins, the penguin, you know, a man in a penguin suit,
yeah,
is there.
Yeah, and a snowman. And
so the penguin and the snowman look at your kids. Your kids look back. What happens?
Well, one of them just sort of grabbed my wee girl, you know, sort of around the face. I suppose he was trying to get her to smile or something, and she just, you know, nearly burst into tears. And my other kids, well, all the, you know, even other people's kids too, we were all just standing looking at them as if to say, right, what are we supposed to do here, or what's going on? We didn't really know what the point of it was. And then they felt awkward, so they took us on into the next bit then, which was to walk up creepy stairs to the elves' workshop, which would have froze you to death. My wee girl was trying to give you, there was a bauble, you know, the kids could write their name or stick stickers on it, you know.
What a dive, says someone on Facebook. If you love your children, do not bring them to this hellhole.
Yeah.
Someone else, I've seen people's houses better decorated than this place. An old, dirty, dusty spider web building wrapped in a bit of tinsel.
Yeah.
Someone else, we had high hopes. So I took my niece to the wonderful Christmas Winter Wonderland run by the Crumlin Road Jail, which had been greatly advertised in Cool FM, with high hopes that it would be really a truly winter wonderland. When we arrived to, and what we arrived to was a wreck of an old warehouse that had been thrown together.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah,
it's a warehouse with a few decorations, says someone else on Facebook. Polystyrene walls and bubble machine doesn't make a winter wonderland. There must have been something good about this place.
No, the only thing, as I said, was Santa was very friendly to my kids. I don't know what he was like to everybody else's, but certainly he was friendly enough, and he did make an effort. And that was about, you know, the only good, other good thing, I suppose, it only lasted about 15 or 20 minutes. So we got out before we were totally, it was just really bad and definitely not what I'd expect.
How much was it?
Well, I paid for my husband and three kids. It was £38, including the booking fee. It was over £38.
Now, there is a fulsome apology from the organisers.
Yes, I read that on their Facebook page.
We'd like to take this opportunity to apologise to the customers. Due to logistical problems, some props and material due for the opening did not arrive on time for completion. We took a decision to carry on with the opening rather than disappoint the children and cancel the event, which in hindsight was a mistake, and we fully apologise for this, they say.
Well, that's just a joke as well, because when I rang to complain, I asked for the manager to ring me back. So I got a man rang me back that evening, and he said it was totally acceptable. They've put a lot of work into it, and that it was all ready to go, and they said that there was nothing wrong with it, and that basically I was wasting their time for complaining. So when I said, well, other people have, you know, complained about Saturday, he says, no, no, that was just wee silly petty things. It was nothing, and more or less didn't get it. He said that basically, you know, as long as the kids enjoy it, and I said, well, they didn't, and he said, well, you know, kids don't know any better. You know, whenever... When I said to him about, you know, the kids making the reindeer food, I said, look, they're doing that at school. They're not stupid. And the Christmas fairy, you know, added a... It was supposed to look... She was adding a bit of magic, and it was a bit of glitter, you know, that they threw into the reindeer food. You know, older kids are doing that all the time. Like, even when we were doing that, the kids were all looking at the Christmas fairy because she was as dour as anything as well. They were all just looking at her as if she had two heads.
The Christmas fairy was dour.
Yes.
What is going on down here?
You know,
at the winter wonderland.
Yes, So when I gave him a whole list of things, and he more or less said that I was being ridiculous, and what did I expect? So when I told him what I expected from being to other events in the past, he more or less said, well, you can't compare it to other places. So I didn't get an apology, and certainly he never said any of that that you have just read out.
Have you been refunded?
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't been contacted.
They tell us that this Winter Wonderland place, now this is the one at Ann Street, Belfast, to be clear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they have apologised, by the way, after the Nolan Show got in touch.
Yeah.
And they say the problems of last weekend have been rectified. Anyone that was unhappy has been refunded or is in the process of being refunded.
I haven't been contacted. I did see that statement on the Facebook as well, but I haven't been contacted, and I don't know.
Are you going to ask for a refund?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
But I did ask for a refund, and he said there was no chance, so...
Well, not anymore. Anybody who's unhappy, they get their money back.
Yeah.